This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Khanal in Beijing for official visit. Scheduled to hold bilateral talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. More than 18,000 children diagnosed with severe acute malnutrition across the country. And US President Donald Trump says US-Iran deal to be signed on Sunday. Tehran casts doubt on timing. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Khanal has arrived in Beijing on a four-day official visit to China at the invitation of Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, according to the Nepali embassy in Beijing. The Foreign Affairs Minister reached the Chinese capital this afternoon local time. He was welcomed at the airport by Chargé d'Affaires of the Embassy of Nepal in China, Roshan Khanal, and officials from the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The embassy will host a reception in his honor this evening, where Minister Khanal is also scheduled to interact with the Nepali community. During the visit, Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal will hold bilateral talks with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on strengthening Nepal-China relations and enhancing mutual cooperation. He will also meet senior Chinese officials. Likewise, he will participate in an investment conference organized by the Nepali Embassy in Beijing aimed at attracting foreign investment and will hold discussions with Chinese entrepreneurs. Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal is scheduled to return to Nepal on the 17th of June. More than 18,000 children across the country have been diagnosed with severe acute malnutrition, according to the National Nutrition Assessment Campaign conducted by the government. The Department of Health Services say the cases of severe acute malnutrition were identified among more than 1 million children aged between 6 and 59 months, screened during the month-long campaign. Madhya Province recorded the highest number of cases, followed by Lumbini and Sudhir Pashim. Children diagnosed with severe acute malnutrition are being provided with ready-to-use therapeutic food while those requiring additional care are being treated through rehabilitation centers across the country. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has identified 128 locations across the district as vulnerable to inundation during this year's monsoon season, with more than 8,300 families likely to be affected. According to the Metropolis, ward number 14 faces the highest flood risk, while ward number 30 has the highest number of flood-prone sites. Ward number 16 is expected to be the worst affected, with around 1,600 families at risk. The Metropolitan City has approved a pre-monsoon preparedness and response plan and designated parks, open spaces and schools for emergency use during disasters. World Blood Donor Day is being observed across the globe today to honor the contribution of voluntary unpaid blood donors who help save millions of lives. This year's theme, One Drop of Humanity, Donate Blood, Save Lives, highlights the humanitarian spirit of blood donation and the shared responsibility towards those in need. According to the World Health Organization, the campaign seeks to promote regular blood and plasma donations, raise awareness about the importance of safe blood, and encourage governments and organizations to strengthen national blood programs. The WHO says many countries, particularly low- and middle-income nations, continue to face shortages and unequal access to safe blood. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news dates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said an agreement aimed at ending the conflict between the United States and Iran is scheduled to be signed on Sunday, although Tehran has expressed caution over the timing. In a social media post, Trump said the Strait of Hormuz will be reopened to all shipping immediately after the deal is signed. He also warned that Washington had other options if negotiations did not proceed smoothly. Earlier, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei said the exact date for signing a memorandum of understanding remained uncertain. Pakistan, which has played a mediating role, said the agreement was likely to be finalized within 24 hours and that preparations were underway for an electronic signing. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi had earlier indicated that a deal with Washington was close. According to him, the agreement would also provide for an end to the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said British armed forces have intercepted a Russian shadow fleet oil tanker in the English Channel in the early hours of Sunday. According to the BBC, the six-hour operation involved Royal Marine commandos and officers from the National Crime Agency, supported by the Royal Air Force. The vessel was boarded and will be held and monitored off the south coast of England as investigations continue, according to the UK's Ministry of Defence. Leader Starmer said the operation delivers a blow to Russia and sends a clear message that those supporting President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine will not be allowed to evade sanctions. The vessel is reportedly sailing under the Cameroon flag and was anchored in the English Channel at the time of interception, according to tracking data from marine traffic. Now sports update. Scotland and Australia have registered victories while Brazil, Morocco, Qatar and Switzerland settled for draw in FIFA World Cup 2026 matches today. Scotland began its Group C campaign with a 1-0 win over Haiti, while Brazil and Morocco shared the points in a 1-1 draw. In Group B, Qatar and Switzerland also played to a 1-1 draw. In Group D, Australia defeated Turkey by 2-0 to secure all 3 points. Meanwhile, Germany is set to open its World Cup campaign tonight against Curaçao in a Group E fixture. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the Himalayan region of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely over the hilly region and the Tarai regions of Madesh, Bagmati, Gundaki and Lumbini provinces. The Tarai region of Sudhir Pashchim province is expected to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall, accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the Tarai areas of Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Cecil Canal in Beijing for official visit. Said deal to hold bilateral talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. More than 18,000 children diagnosed with severe acute malnutrition across the country. And U.S. President Donald Trump says U.S.-Iran deal to be signed on Sunday. Tehran casts doubt on timing. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read in Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readinnepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.